yarns up to head of state, see the red tape got all of our hands tied. When election day rolls around, we buried under land.
Nah, you wanna listen to music of the oppressor, you go right ahead, man.
On the lunacy of your mind is hip-hop music of the oppressor.
Listen to it, man. Nigga this, nigga that. You think white people go around calling each other honkies all day, man? Hey, honky, how's business? Going great, cracker, we're diversifying.
How about this, huh? How about that? Listen to that, you like that? Man singing about lynching niggas.
And you think there's a difference, though, huh?
Gonna buy me a rope and lynch me a nigga.
You have absolutely no idea where hip-hop music comes from, dude.
I shoot them dead first, but I done broke my trigger.
You see, back in the 60s, we had smart, articulate
gonna
black
get
men.
Get out my sheep, put my hood on my head.
Like Huey Newton, Bobby Seale, Eldridge Cleaver, Fred
gonna
Hampton.
String them up
these
good.
Brothers were speaking out, and people were listening.
And they'll be dead.
And then the FBI said, oh, no, we can't have that.
Home of the brave in a land of the free.
I know. Let's give the niggas this music by a bunch of mumbling idiots. And sooner or later, they'll all copy it, and nobody will be able to understand a fucking word they say. End of problem. What the fuck was that, bro? What?
Man, we done ran over a Chinaman.
You're saying there's a Chinaman under this truck?
What part don't you understand? There's a Chinaman stuck underneath the fucking truck.
Help me.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. What the hell did he do? Just leap out in front of the truck?
Man, this is so completely fucked up.
Oh, really? No shit.
Okay, hold up. Get back in the truck.
What?
Yes, get back in the
truck.
You think
we didn't drag him far enough?
No, we gonna drive away. And he gonna let go.
He's not gonna let go, Anthony. You know why? Because he's stuck underneath the fucking truck. Now, if he could have let go, he probably would have considered that option about a half a block back. Now, what you and I gotta do, just grab his arms and pull him from underneath.
You grab his arm, it's gonna fall off. Then you're gonna be standing in the middle of the street holding a Chinaman's arm. Then what your ass gonna do, huh?
If we leave this man here, he dies. Then we're up for murder charges. And just grab his arm, and let's just pull him out.
I don't want to cause any problems, Lieutenant. I just want a new partner.
Oh, I understand. Your partner's a racist prick, but you don't want to stir up any bad feelings with him.
Well, he's been on the force for a long time.
And 17 years.
And I do have to work here, sir.
So, you don't mind that there's a racist prick on the force. You just don't want him to ride in your car.
If you need me to go on record about this, sir, I will.
That'd be great. Write a full report. Because I'm anxious to understand how an obvious bigot could have gone undetected in this department for 17 years, 11 of which he was under my personal supervision, which doesn't speak very highly of my managerial skills. But that's not your concern. I can't wait to read it.
What if I said I wanted a new partner for personal reasons?
So now you're saying he's not a racist prick, you just don't like him?
Yes, sir.
That's not a good enough reason.
Well, then, I guess I should think of a better one and get back to you.
So you think I'm asking you to make one up?
No, sir. I just can't think of one right now.
You want to know what I heard? I heard it was a case of uncontrollable flatulence.
You want me to say he has flatulence?
Not him, you. You have uncontrollable flatulence, and you're too embarrassed to ride with anybody else, so you're requesting a one-man car.
I'm not comfortable with that, Lieutenant.
Well, I wouldn't be either. Which is why I understand your need for privacy. What? Just like I'm sure you understand how hard a black man has to work to get to, say, where I am, in a racist fucking organization like the LAPD. And how easily that can be taken away. Now, that being said, it's your decision. You can put your career and mine on the line in pursuit of a just cause. Or you can admit to having an embarrassing problem of a personal nature.
Excuse me. Excuse me, sir.
You finish?
I replaced the lock, but you got a real problem with that door.
You fixed the lock?
No, I replaced the lock, but you gotta fix that door.
Just fix the lock.
So, listen to me. What you need is a new door.
I need new door?
Yeah.
Okay. How much?
I don't... Sir, you're gonna have to call somebody that sells doors.
You tried to cheat me, right? Huh? You have a friend that fixed door?
Nah, I don't have a friend that fixed doors, bro.
Then go and fix the fucking lock, you cheater.
You know what? Why don't you just pay for the lock and I won't charge you for the time?
You don't fix the lock. I pay, but you think I'm stupid? You fix the fucking lock, you cheater.
Hey, I'd appreciate if you stopped calling me names.
Then fix the fucking lock.
I replaced the lock. You gotta fix the fucking door.
You cheat. You fucking cheater.
Fine. Don't pay.
What?
Have a good night.
What? No. Wait. You come back here. You fix the lock. Come here. You fix my lock. Fix the fucking lock.
No, I understand.
You run over a Chinaman.
Stuff him in the back.
Then bring the truck here so I can share in the experience.
Come on, man. It's a little bit of blood. It'll wash right off.
Georgie, burn this thing.
Burn it. It's a brand new Navigator. All you need is a little piece of carpet.
You watch the Discovery Channel?
Not a lot.
You got some good shit on that channel.
Every night there's a show with somebody shining a little blue light and finding tiny specks of blood spattered on carpets and walls and ceiling fans, bathroom fixtures, and special edition plastic Burger King drink cups. And the next thing they show is some stupid redneck in handcuffs who looks absolutely stunned that this is happening to him. Sometimes the redneck is actually watching a Discovery Channel when they break in to arrest him, and he still can't figure out how on earth they could have caught him. Do I look like I want to be on a Discovery Channel?
No.
Then get the fuck out of my shop.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you get that. Without him, things could have gone really fucking wrong tonight.
Don't.
It could be a cycle.
Don't you dare. Don't.
Graham Waters. No. No, he's not here, Mom. I'm not gonna go looking for him. Look, he'll be home when you... Just leave it alone, Mom. Mom, I can't talk to you right now, okay? I'm having sex with a white woman. Okay, where are we?
I was white, and you were about to jerk off in the shower.
Oh, shit. Come on. I would have said you were Mexican, but I don't think it would have pissed her off as much.
Why do you keep everybody a certain distance, huh? What, you start to feel something in panic?
Come on, Rhea. You're just pissed because I answered the phone.
That's just where I begin to get pissed. I mean, really, what kind of man speaks to his mother that way, huh?
Oh, this is about my mother. What do you know about my mother?
You know, if I was your father, I'd kick your fucking ass.
Okay, I was raised badly. Why don't you take your clothes off and get back in the bed and teach me a lesson?
You want a lesson? I'll give you a lesson. How about a geography lesson? My father's from Puerto Rico. My mother's from El Salvador. Neither one of those is Mexico.
Well then I guess the big mystery is, who gathered all those remarkably different cultures together and taught them all how to park their cars on their lawns?